Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. What's going on? This is your host, Nacho in the Box, Nacho in the Box Show. What's going on? Last time we had some technical difficulties. I did my mock draft for you. I was attempting to do 1 through 15. I was a little yawny. I wasn't really all there. I am here, all here now. Also, the technical difficulties have sunk in the system. I've made sure they will not happen this time. It's a 45-minute show. I'm going to get through it. You're going to get through it. What we're going to do today is we're going to go over my mock draft, all 32 picks. I'm going to go over my whole mock draft really quick. I'm just going to go over who I think gets drafted. We all know the team needs for each team. I just think these are the teams that happen. This is an anticipation that there are no trades. This is a straight-up mock draft, leaving all 32 picks in their entirety the way they are. No one drafts out of order from what we originally have now. Two draft picks for the Saints, two draft picks for the Browns. None for the Seahawks, trading away theirs, and I can't remember the other team that also does not have none. So, as it pertains to the draft, you know, when I say things like I don't believe there'll be any trades or this is going to be straight up, I don't really believe that. I think as it stands right now, there are none, so you can't go off assumptions that they're going to be trades when they haven't been any or really any talks of any, just murmurs and Chip Kelly has said. So I think that what you really have to go off is what people have. So essentially what you have here in and of itself is I'm going to do straight up 1 through 32 who I think is going to get drafted, where I think they're going to get drafted. I might do a brief description on why if it seems off base, or if you want to ask me why I think someone goes where they go. 347-426-3297, that's the call-in number. Call in, and you know, give me your opinion. Tell me how you feel, you know, about anything. This is what I think will happen in the draft, how I see it. It's, you know, not wrong, right? You know, I don't have anything too crazy. I do have a quarterback falling that most people don't think will fall that far. If he does fall this far, it will be because no one traded up to go get him. If someone trades up to go get him, then that's different than I think the needs of the teams that if he falls. I don't know if that makes any sense. I'll try to see if I can break it down any further once I get to that player and that situation. But, you know, my top 15, I don't recall what I had put yesterday's show exactly word for word, who I had where and exactly where I dropped off at when the technical difficulties came. I just, you know, I couldn't force myself to go listen. I knew it was a crappy sounding one. So we're just going to start fresh, start brand new, do this right so to speak, and do this the correct way. But I will do all 32 teams. Their first round picks. So we all know who the first five are and who they go today. There was a big pro day with Jameis Winston and the things that went on in his pro day. I don't know how you could take away anything about it. He did about 102 passes. When it comes to the draft picks and when it comes to the draft picks and mock drafts, you know, right now there are no really wrong answers. You're just gonna have to go with who you feel each team can go with. Like I've said before, it's hard to determine all 32 teams. As much of a fan of this game as I am, I don't know all 32 teams and who they're gonna pick, how they're gonna go, who takes who, what, where, and things of that nature. It's hard to determine which team has which player higher on each board. When we discuss things of this, it's all, you know, speculation and rumors and what have you. But I think through all the speculation and all the rumors that there is a certain type of, let's see here, how do I put this? I don't know exactly how to say it. There's a certain type of guessing that goes on, but it's a very, very, very hypothesis type of guess. You kind of put a lot of knowledge into it, and some of these players, you know, you kind of just know where they're going to go in the back of your mind, so you put them where you just, you know, you feel that's going to happen. So as we move on to my mock draft, I'm going to be just running it down real fast and tell you how I think it'll go. As it pertains to the number one overall pick, I think Jameis Winston is hit. I think Tampa Bay Buccaneers are just, they're tied to him now. The amount of talking, the amount of pictures and things that went on and what he did at his pro day, I really don't think it mattered how good, negative, or indifferent. I think Jameis Winston is the number one overall pick. Talent-wise, he's there, and the Bucs need a quarterback. You take that chance. You take Jameis Winston, you move on, and you see what happens. As it pertains to the number two pick, I think Ken Whisenhunt, he is fine with Zach Mettenberger. Whether you agree, disagree, or feel indifferent about Mettenberger, Ken Whisenhunt is comfortable. So Ken Whisenhunt, I believe, is not going to reach, not necessarily say reach, but I don't think he's going to try to hit it with the quarterback and Mariota with the questions of he's never played under center and the questions of the inaccuracies as it pertains to throwing receivers open instead of throwing two open receivers. When we talk about the mock draft and how it goes, I think when a coach comes on NFL Network and all the cool things when a head coach like Ken Whisenhunt comes on a program like NFL Network and backs a quarterback like Zach Mettenberger, when the questions are, you know, are you going to pick a quarterback at number two, and you back the quarterback as much as he did, you have to believe that he is going to take Leonard Williams at number two to shore up some of that defense and get some pass rush over there for them. When it comes to the Tennessee Titans, I think they just take Leonard Williams, move on. There is no dilemma. There is no problem or question as it pertains to sorry, guys. I'm just letting you guys know right now, Twitter, at Nacho in the Box, the is T-H-A, you know, T-H-A, Nacho in the Box, and it comes to you Twitter if you want to give me a question, ask me about mock drafts, about my mock draft, why I have a certain player there, anything like that. You want to call in. The call-in number is 347-426-3297. Like I said, we're just having some mock draft talk. And you know, we're just having some mock draft talk. If you know, if you feel a certain player should go a certain way, then let me know how you feel about it. But as of right now, we're going to keep moving on. Like I said, I got Jameis Winston number one, Leonard Williams going number two, Dante Fowler going number three, Amari Cooper to the Raiders. I think the Raiders of the past would take the bigger, faster Kevin White, but I think the Raiders now are going to take the more football-ready receiver to match up with their quarterback and Derek Carr. I think that this is the pick for them. Honest to goodness, this could go either way. They could end up going White, or they can end up going Cooper. I think that now this Raider front office is looking forward to you know, getting Derek Carr matched up with a receiver who is football ready. As it pertains to the Raiders, I think they go with Amari Cooper. When we get the Redskins, I think they go with the pass rusher, outside pass rusher, Vic Beasley. And, you know, outside linebacker from Clemson, I just really do think that's how it goes. It's hard to say that they are just definitely going to go Vic Beasley. I think when you also have Shane Ray on board, it really is tough. But I think it could go Shane Ray, but I really do think that they take Vic Beasley. Really hard for me. It's really, really hard for me. But I do think Shane Ray is the guy next to the Jets. So Vic Beasley will be my pick for the Redskins. Like I just said, an interlude to the New York Jets, I think, take Shane Ray. I just think Shane Ray's that player. He's that guy, so to speak, for them. It's really hard to find a weakness in this guy. He's just the guy. You've all seen the Sports Center coverage on him, the Sports Center featured, and him doing the things he was doing and the things he did. So I just think Shane Ray goes to the New York Jets. Chicago Bears. This almost is a slam dunk for me for them, because either Amari Cooper or Kevin White is going to be there for them, and they need a receiver. I know the addition of Eddie Royal helps them out, but I don't think losing Brandon Marshall and replacing him with Eddie Royal is the answer when you have a Kevin White on the board still, or possibly a Amari Cooper. I think they go with Kevin White. I think they go with Kevin White, since I've already predicted that Amari Cooper will go number four to the Raiders. I think this is the perfect fit for them. Just get a receiver in there for Jay Cutler. Maybe he can start hitting his own receivers, and they can start winning games in their own stadium. That's a little jab at the Bears. Now, as moving on to the Atlanta Falcons, this was a hard one for me. Their team needs is D end, tight end, and defensive back. I just don't see them. It's hard. It's really, really hard for me to choose for them. It's really hard. I think that when I put it all together, I put Danny Shelton down from Washington, senior 6'2", 339. I think the Falcons go with Danny Shelton to help stop the run. So that's my selection for them. It was just hard for me for the Falcons. I don't know that franchise very well. I know a little bit of it. I didn't really watch the Hard Knocks, so I didn't. You know, I don't really care about a team that's not going to do anything. But I just don't know, per se, what they would do in this draft. But I think Danny Shelton goes to them. He's a talent. He's there. You can't pass him up. I think Danny Shelton goes 9 to the Falcons. The New York Giants, I think with Ray off the board and Beasley off the board, both receivers off the board, and no one really left for this guy for them to pick up, it's going to be – it's going to be hard for I'm sorry guys, I just got a tweet from a friend of mine. I'm just letting him know the call-in number. I'll let you guys know one more time. It's 347-426-3297. Blog Talk Radio, Nacho in the Box Sports Show, Radio Sports Show. It's one of those things when you get to the New York Giants that I think they're just going to go Brandon Scherff if they stay there and they don't go anywhere. I think they stick to what they do and that, you know, draft lineman in the first round and do what they have planned. Just because, like I said, Shane Ray's not there. Fowler's not there. This is my opinion. None of these guys, I think, will be there for them. So I think they get Scherff unless they trade down. The only way they can trade down, maybe I heard Randy Gregory's name tossed around in a few mock drafts and things like that. Maybe. But I don't think, you know, you pay a player like that if he get at the number 9. So Brandon Scherff to the Giants. I'm sorry about that. I had a little technical difficulty. It's sad because if you read this on today's episode, you know I'm doing the mock draft. No technical difficulties today. And I lied. I'm sorry. I'm a liar. Live TV. Live radio. My bad. Came back. I'm back now. The thing about the next pick. The St. Louis Rams. I think Jeff Fisher knows what he's doing. I think he's confident in Nick Foles. I think he's ready to take this team. I think he needs some cornerback help. I think with Robert Quinn in that front seven, they are okay. So I have him taking Trey Waynes, cornerback out of Michigan State, a junior 6'1", 182. He's a great bump and run cornerback with the length. He's got deep speed and confidence to handle himself down the field against speed. So, you know, the things that Jeff Fisher has done with the St. Louis Rams and going 1-1 in his division against the Super Bowl loser in the Seattle, I was going to say Supersonics, but the Seattle Seahawks, I think he needs a corner. I think they go Trey Waynes there. I think Trey Waynes, it won't be, you know, the end-all, be-all, but I think he's going to be enough to help that team. And like I said, with that front seven and what they got going, the pressure they can put on quarterbacks, they need a corner to help shore up that defense. Like I said, I think Jeff Fisher's fine with Nick Foles. I think he's good to keep going with him. He needs a quarterback out there. They've got one now. Now he needs a cornerback, and I think they're going to get one in Trey Waynes. And the St. Louis Rams, I think they do a pretty good job in this draft and get Trey Waynes. Number 11 is the Minnesota Vikings, and you know I had them taking Andreas Pete, and I'm gonna shock some people. And I think I'm going to do it in the name of Melvin Gordon. I think Melvin Gordon, I think the Minnesota Vikings, they obviously need a running back. Because you, regardless of what happens with Adrian Peterson, you don't know what you're going to get out of him. next year. Whether it be on the field production, him not wanting to play, this and that, yada, yada, yada. I think Melvin Gordon is the guy to go with Asiata and McKinney. I think he is the guy that will help them out. So Minnesota Vikings, first running back gone in the draft. I think he goes down. I think Melvin Gordon comes off the board very early. Very early for running backs, considering how devalued they have been. But I do think that number 11, the Minnesota Vikings take Melvin Gordon. I do believe, and I changed it up. Like I said, I thought about them taking Andreas Pete, tackle. But like I said, with the situation of Adrian Peterson and the injuries to Asiata and McKinney, and you don't know exactly what you're going to get out of them. You talk about Asiata's 3-touchdown game, but I think he had under 50 yards in that game. So, you know, the production, if you get within 5 yards, obviously is going to get you a touchdown. But I just think that when it pertains to the Vikings and the questions they have at running back now, and the big statement last year was, if they had a running back that can be Adrian Peterson-like, or if they had a stable of running backs, that they could compete for the NFC North, which is hard to say, but if you watch that second game against the Green Bay Packers, my beloved Green Bay Packers, they were in that game, and they played the shit out of my team, regardless of anything that was going on with anyone on the Green Bay Packers side. I just do believe that as it pertains to as it pertains to Adrian Peterson's situation and the, you know, the glooming question. I mean, it's hard to say what's going to happen. I mean, you hear that the agent saying he doesn't want to be there. He comes out with this, the allegation comes out, the court, you know, the team initially saying we'll back you, losing sponsors, then the team saying never mind. You don't know what you're going to get. Are you going to get a full, healthy, 100% Minnesota Vikings Adrian Peterson? Are you going to get a full, healthy, I don't give a shit about the Minnesota Vikings, whatever you want to do is whatever you want to do. I'll run half-ass or do what I want to do. Maybe he doesn't, you know, show up. I don't know. If he's really hell-bent on not playing in Minnesota, you don't show up. I mean, I don't know the guy's financials. I don't know anything like that. I don't know how that hurts a player like him or his stature not showing up. But if he really wants to prove to the Minnesota Vikings, you know, whatever, that he's not going to play for them, the Minnesota Vikings should really look into a running back. And I think Melvin Gordon is the guy. I love my Todd Gurley. I think he's a great running back. I think the question with that ACL and the injury is the bigger question. So Melvin Gordon, I'm going Melvin Gordon, number 11, Minnesota Vikings, running through this, number 12. My second quarterback comes off the board. I think the Minnesota Vikings at number 12 draft Marcus Mariota. This is where I think he falls to. They don't have a quarterback. They got Josh McCown. They've got a rehabbing Johnny Manziel. And this is up the Browns alley, you know, stockpile on quarterbacks, stockpile on things you don't need and never win. And then get rid of your only winning quarterback and send him off to Houston, where now he's with the defense and the team. Sorry, I'm getting off track, but I think the Cleveland Browns, they draft Marcus Mariota, short of what I heard earlier in the Eagles making a possible trade for him and that. But I do think that Marcus Mariota goes number 12 to the Cleveland Browns. Another question mark player in this year's draft, showing up to the combine and failing a drug test for marijuana, Randy Gregory. I have him going to the New Orleans Saints. I just think that they take chances. And they know what to do with players like this, and they do what they have to do. Next, I think that the Miami Dolphins, they definitely need sorry, give me one second. They definitely need some help on the offensive line. I definitely do think that this is where Andreas Pete falls to. So when it pertains to the Dolphins, I just think they just shore up their line. They go with the best offensive lineman that's available. I think Andreas Pete is. So Andreas Pete to Miami at number 14. Moving on now to number 15. I think the San Francisco 49ers, with the loss of all the players on the defense, I think right now Eric Armstead at D-tackle, he would be my highest-ranked player, defensive player left on the board. So you have to go with him if you're the 49ers and the glaring weaknesses you have on that defense. As it pertains to the front seven, you're pretty much starting just Alden Smith. So you go ahead and you go get this guy, Eric Armstead. Number 16, I think the third wide receiver in this draft comes off here. The Houston Texans losing Andre Johnson to the Indianapolis Colts. I don't think losing him is the right word. Losing him, leaving because of the production that they wanted to downgrade to. I think they go with Devontae Parker. He certainly is the third-rated wide receiver in this year's draft. Some speculate that if he had not missed 7 games this year, he might be the number one-rated wide receiver in this draft. I think that is the only knock on him missing those many games. 6'3", 211, senior out of the ACC, Louisville, Devontae Parker. He's a stunner. He's a good guy. I think he's going to be one of those guys that flourishes. So Devontae Parker, number 16 to the Houston Texans. 3 wide receivers in the first round. I know it's kind of crazy to talk about. Sorry, I got a little. next is the San Diego Chargers. If you heard me, or if you follow me, or if you listen to the shows that I listen to, or that I appear on, you heard me talk about the Chargers may even be thinking about Mariota if he drops that far. But I do think that with him not on the board, they take the D tackle in Malcolm Brown out of Texas, 6'2", 320 junior. They need a nose tackle, and I think that he could play multiple spots along the line in the 3-4 and the 4-3 defense. So I think San Diego Chargers is the way to go for him. I think they pick Malcolm Brown. Like I said, they need defense over there. Defense. You need defense in this league. Moving on to the next team on the list, number 18. The Kansas City Chiefs, we all know what happened with Eric Berry and the cancer and the things like that. I think they go Jalen Collins here. They need secondary help, and I do think LSU, Jalen Collins, 6'5", 321, senior. I am really, really, really wrong. I have Jaleel Collins is whose numbers I just read. If you're thinking 6'3", 6'5", 321, as soon as I read it, it didn't seem right. And I should know, Jaleel Collins went to LSU, but 6'2", 198, cornerback, Jaleel Collins. I think they need a corner. I believe the Chiefs go with Jaleel Collins, a cornerback out of LSU, a junior, 6'2", 198. Sorry about the confusion. I got some things going on here, and I looked at the wrong name and started reading the wrong things and what have you. But definitely, Jaleel Collins, 18 to the Kansas City Chiefs. And Moving on now, sorry about that. Moving on now to the second pick for the Cleveland Browns. The needs of this team, now D lineman, inside linebacker, wide receiver. I think now that they got their first round blunder in taking Marcus Mariota, I think they go with Eddie Goldman, the D tackle, 6'4", 314 out of Florida State, the junior. I just think this is the way the Browns go. On the board here, Eddie Goldman, D-tackle. Next, the Philadelphia Eagles. I think they need a safety. You could say a linebacker here. Maybe I don't see any right now for them. I would have to say they go with the safety, Landon Collins. Landon Collins, 6'2", 22. People had him rated earlier in the first top 10, maybe going number 9 to New York. I don't think so. I think he's a number 20 fit for the Philadelphia Eagles. Landon Collins, strong safety out of Alabama, number 20 to the Eagles. And right now I'm going to go to the number 21 Bengals. I do have a caller in from the 770. I will stop my draft right now. I will get to them. I got 13 minutes on the live air. But 770, welcome to Nacho in the Box. How are you doing today?
What's good, Nacho? This Black Friday, brother.
Oh, what's good, Black? How you doing, man?
Chilling, bro. Chilling, man. I saw you join on Twitter, so I just went out. I was like, man, let me support the brother. You know how we do it.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. Thank you. Like I said, I just went through my draft picks. I mean, as I stated, I don't know if you heard, I do have Marcus Mariota falling to number 12 to Cleveland. I called it their blunder of the draft. How do you feel about that? Do you agree?
Man, I think, you know, looking at, you know, what we were looking at the other day, I do agree to a point where he can slip that far now as far as Cleveland selecting them. That's, I don't know. I don't know how you would go with that because, you know, not unless they want a staple of quarterbacks, you know what I'm saying, and just see who actually pans out. If that's their theme and that's what they want to go after, they have the picks to do so. So I'm trying to say you're not too far off.
No, thank you. And that's what I was going with. I think because they had so many last year and the way that they were winning with Brian Hoyer and the way they just kind of tossed him to the side for Johnny, I think that quarterback position to them may be a little undervalued in this quarterback-driven league, but the way they just tossed off a winning quarterback, that I think that if Mariota falls, they'll take them just because they're
and that's a hell of an option, or trade value, trade bait, or whatever, however you want to call it.
Exactly, and I'm going off the assumption right now, like I said earlier, and I know you weren't listening, but I did say that I'm going off the assumption that there are no trades. Obviously, I said earlier that I believe there will be a bunch of trades and there will be some crazy stuff going on. But right now, you know, like we've said before, you know, right now we're all going off of presumptions and hearsay, and there are really no trades in the rumor mill that I've heard of. So that's why I'm going off of no trades as of yet. But I definitely could see if Mariota's there at 12, them getting a call from Philly, no doubt in my mind, if he's there at 8 or 6 or something. But, yeah, my assumption have him fall into 12 would be that if he falls to 4, 5, and 6 and what have you, and those teams don't pick him, that nobody calls still for him. And that's my assumption on that. But, you know, sometimes, you know, a player can fall and we don't know what, you know, for what reason.
Right. Not for you.
But I'm going to continue, man. And when I get to the Bengals, I think they go with Jordan Phillips. Their team needs I don't know if they need a place kicker, I believe, and a safety and a cornerback. But I just think that they need help for Andy Dalton. That guy needs all the help he can get. I'm sorry, I was reading the wrong thing. I think they go for the defense. They need some defense and nose tackle help. They need to do something. They get to the playoffs and people just score at them on the wheel, it seems like, to me. So I just have them taking Jordan Phillips, nose tackle, just the highest rater. And this is one of those things that I mentioned earlier. I don't know the Bengals that well. I don't know their draft history. I don't know the Bengals in depthly to say that they would go in a certain direction. So he's just the highest rated player I've got left. And I think that, you know, with the defensive problems they have over there, that they might need him. So that's why I picked him. And then that's going by the assumption that they go off of best player available.
Right, right.
And then moving on down to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh needs a corner, and they also need a D-lineman and a safety. But I think Pittsburgh's overwhelming love for the linebacker position doesn't let them pass up on Bud Dupree. I think Bud Dupree fits well, does what he needs to do for the Steelers, and they mold him into any linebacker, you know, plug in any Steelers linebacker here in his name. So I think they can't pass up their love for linebackers. They got Bud Dupree. The Lions, let me get to my head here. The Lions need defensive linemen, obviously, with the departures of Fairley and Sue. They need corners because, obviously, them corners secondary. I know from personal experience they can't cover nobody. Watching experience, they can't cover anyone. So, but I do have them taking because of the needs on the D-line, I have them taking Michael Bennett, the deep tackle out of Ohio State. I just think they need someone to match up the next to Ohlone Nata, and they can pair him up, and he can learn beside him and gain some experience and work beside Ohlone, and they can try and do something with him.
Let's see here.
Next, Arizona Cardinals, my home state. We all know they need linebacker help like no other. And they need some D line help with Darnell Dockett, not knowing his future and the things that he gets in trouble for and what have you. For them, I have them taking the Virginia linebacker, outside linebacker, Virginia, Eli Harold. He is 6'4", 250. I just think, just because of their needs, even though this is my home state, I really don't care about this team in general. So, pick the best team for them, best player for them available at this position, and their need fits, and I would have to go with Eli Harold. When the Ravens, the Carolina Panthers, I think in this position they need cornerbacks, offensive tackle, and a D end. I think they go with the offensive tackle out of Miami, Ereck Flowers. I think that the Panthers need some protection for Cam Newton. All the injuries that guy takes, he definitely needs to stop running with the ball. So then they want to protect him. I think they go with the offensive tackle, Miami, Ereck Flowers. For the Ravens, I think they take a tackle as well. I think they take Jaleel Collins. Offensive tackle. Yeah, from LSU, 6'5", 321. I got him confused earlier. I had it clicked on him earlier because there's a lot of Collins in this first round.
There's a lot of Collins.
And not only that, but there's similar names. Jaleel, Jalen, and one of the other Collins, too. He may not be in the first round, but it starts with the J as well, I think. They're just so close.
Yeah.
I got him a little messed up. But, yeah, I do think the Ravens take the offensive tackle and Jaleel Collins at LSU.
Okay.
Cowboys, this is my guy. You hear me talk about him on the Shakedown. Todd Gurley, I think not getting any running backs at all right now and letting DeMarco Murray go, they feel confident that they can put any running back there. And I think that even with the injury, they go with Todd Gurley. If you didn't hear earlier, I had Minnesota. I went on a little rant about Minnesota. I have Minnesota taking Melvin Gordon, number one.
Really?
I think that with the big question marks with Adrian Peterson, they have to do something at the running back position because that was the big question mark last year. And I think that they don't know what they're going to get with Adrian, and not necessarily on the field, but how his heart and his mind is going to be. If he's saying he doesn't want to play there and they're saying you're going to play here anyway, they don't know what they're going to get. So I think that they just take Melvin Gordon, and then they can start throwing out some trade bait there with Adrian, and for next year's draft, getting some first-rounders from a desperate team or what have you. So I do think Melvin goes 11. But back on now to 27, I do think the Cowboys go Todd Gurley. Like I said, that O-line, they need someone to tote the ball and get some yards. I know the backups over there did some good work behind DeMarco Murray, but I definitely do think that Dallas is going to go in the way of Todd Gurley. Next is the Denver Broncos, and they need a wide receiver, they need a linebacker, they need a defensive lineman. I got them taking the defensive tackle, Carl Davis, out of Iowa. I just think they need help on the O-line. The bigger thing, though, now is, and I would be subject to change this, to Breshad Perriman, wide receiver out of Central Florida, only because of the rumblings we hear between Demaryius Thomas and his team. Now he's not going to Peyton Manning's workouts. He's not doing any of the offseason things with Peyton Manning. So I would think that maybe, I don't know if you want to spend a first-round pick on a Breshad Perriman, but if the Broncos feel froggy, they do need a receiver, you might want to put a Perriman in there. But I think they go with the D-tackle, shore up some of their defensive problems, and do Carl Davis out of Iowa. But like I said, the questions with Demaryius Thomas now and him not showing up with Peyton Manning and those off-field things, that's a big question.
Yeah, you already had Jalen Strong go already?
No, and you beat me to the punt. but I do have, and I'm going to run through this quickly because I think I only got about 4 minutes of live. So real quick, I'll just run through it. Number 29, the Colts. I got them taking DJ Humphreys, offensive tackle out of Florida, 6'5", 307. My Green Bay Packers, I have them taking, I believe this is J-Rock's boy out of TCU, Paul Dawson, 6'2", 230. I think he's a Packer through and through. 31, the same second pick. I think they take Ronald Darby. sorry, guys. Ronald Darby, cornerback. They need some secondary help. So I think with the second pick, they just ship some more secondary help. And here's the pick you were talking about, Jalen Strong. I think the Patriots take Jalen Strong, number 32, in this draft. I just think with the Patriots and what they know and how Tom Brady loves receivers that love to fight for the ball and make big plays, Jalen Strong's that guy for him and them, and I think Belichick will see it in him, and they go with Jalen Strong. Like I said, I believe in Jalen Strong. No matter where he goes, he's going to make some teams very happy.
Yeah.
But that was my first round draft picks. You know, thanks, Black, for listening in, man. I really appreciate it. You know, like I said, I'm flying by the seat of my pants, so it's hard to get listeners in. But, you know, your opinion on my draft picks, and do you have anything you want to say on this year's draft?
Yeah. I mean, as far as, like, you know, I'm gonna do the same thing you guys did on the NFL, too. I'm going to put my little mocky mock out there. But as far as I didn't hear all of it, you know what I mean? Because I started going through Twitter and I saw it. I was like, oh, Nacho doing a show. I'm about to jump on right now. So I caught like some of, I can't even remember what number I came in on, to be honest with you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back and listen to the whole thing and to give you a proper perspective tomorrow. Because I can't really just give it to you right now because that would be lying. But either way, just the fact that you got your own show is dope. So that whole situation, you need any help with your show, intro, anything, holler at your boy, man. You know what I mean? I'm currently working on, a new intro, too. I was supposed to say this today, but I didn't get a chance because I came late at the Shakedown. I'm working on a new intro for the Shakedown. It was requested, so I'm working on that, too. But if you need any help, bro, I got you.
Man, thank you. I'm definitely going to need help. And when you do listen tomorrow, you'll notice I just pop in, just me talking. I don't have any kind of music, any kind of intros.
Time slot?
I don't got a time slot, man. Right now, like I said, I'm kind of flying by the seat of my pants, but I do have my set schedule now for work, so I'm going to be starting doing it. It'll be morning time here. I want to say about 10 a.m. Western Pacific time. I work on Pacific time. It's just easier than Arizona's time. So I work on Pacific time. So I'm going to do about 10 a.m. Pacific, which is 11, 12, 1 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay.
That's what I kind of want to do. That doesn't really clash with any of the Eastern shows and things like that. But I definitely just want to get my time slot in the morning and do something with it and you know follow something. I want to do kind of like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday type of thing.
Okay. Okay. All right. It's all good, bro. As long as you could, you know, I can see the link. I'm gonna pick up. You know what I mean? And I'm gonna listen to the show. And I'm gonna encourage others to listen to the show, man. As long as you know, once you get your thing going, get in your groove, then you know things build. They get better.
Exactly. And that's what I like. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to get into my groove. And once I get into it and get my flow going and get how I want to do my thing. I'll definitely be easier for me to get people in and do things like that. But like you said, man, I can't thank you enough for when I do need this intro. I'll definitely call you when I get everything how I want it laid out, and that would be amazing. I'll hit you up through the Twitter sphere, however, you know, New Age, get connected. And, man,
yeah,
thank you so
dog,
much.
Dog, that's my number right there.
Oh, okay.
That's
got
one
it.
Of them. You know what I'm saying?
yeah.
That's the main line to the Vine.
Alrighty. That's perfect. I just, like I said, man, I really can't thank you enough because it's hard to find people to do intros that really want to, that really know how to. Anyone can make
you
a song.
You just
and
let
anyone
me know. Yeah, we get that opportunity. Just let me know whatever you want, man. We get that done. You know what I'm saying? Really, the love that I'm showing to you, my brother, is because you showed us much love. I remember the AM shows. I know a lot of times you held it down with Shakes when he was by his lonesome. You know what I'm saying? Doing that. You know what I mean? You showed a lot of love to the Shakedown, so it's only right.
Yeah. I'm sorry, man. I got a text right now from somebody, but yeah, definitely, dude, man. You guys are the best, dude. I always loved it. Even though your team has beaten me the last time in the playoffs, the New York Giants. I saw it on Blog Talk, and it was just I have to listen to see what they're about. And the one thing that caught my eye, the very first thing and the very first line was fans for the fans by the fans.
Right.
That's what caught me off top. So it definitely just brought me in, made me feel good and welcome, especially the way y'all welcome me, even not being a Giants fan. And the way y'all welcome me, in my opinion, it's real cool. So definitely just, I loved it.
No doubt, my man. Nacho in the box, man. But yo, holla at your boy.
All right, thank you, man. Thank you.
And
like as he said, you know, Nacho in the box, sports show, radio, you catch me on Twitter, Facebook, Nacho in the Box. Any questions you want, just hit me up. We can do, you know, what you want to do. So I'm done. I think my recording's done, so I'm going to end the show now. We'll have a lot of time, and y'all have great fun. Good night.